Time for us to sit down with Matt Stringer, RNIB's chief exec, for his latest roundup of news. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. I'm sure we're going to be dominated a lot by the election.
I think we're pleased with the coverage we've been generating, particularly around the topic of accessible voting. We did a video which went out on social media and has got many, many hundreds of thousands of views, which is great coverage, and has helped prompt some other coverage in different media channels on accessible voting. Lucy Edwards was on ITV Lorraine before the election. Anna Tyler, our chair, was due to go on Channel 4 News, which showed the level of interest we were generating. If Channel 4 News was going to run it as an item, press of local BBC coverage, quite a bit of that actually, and a lot of local press coverage as well. So I think we sort of hit the zeitgeist, and whilst it's one topic, it's around voting. Critically, it's around the concept of accessibility, and I think that's a critical win here, actually, as much as around voting. I mean, clearly there'll be more elections coming down the track, and we need to keep pushing as we are at making voting as accessible as possible. But just to get people thinking about accessibility generally is clearly a good thing. And we've just heard, just in the day or two before the election, Charity Comms, who are the sort of house magazine of communications in the charity industry, identify what they saw as the best five campaigns in the run-in to the general election. And they picked out our accessible voting campaign as one of the five best campaigns that they had seen any charity running for the election. So, we're pleased we're getting noticed when ranked against peers. But the fundamental point, which is voting isn't accessible at the moment, it undermines the democratic rights of blind and partially sighted people. Things are getting better, but there's still some way to go. And it's been great that we've been able to push it sort of really hard in the last few weeks, and it's getting noticed.
Accessible voting is always a hot topic, Matt. We're looking for people to feedback, blind and partially sighted people, and their experiences. That all adds to RNIB's ask, or maybe not ask, but it adds to that weight for us to say, look, this has to be more accessible. More people want this to be accessible. I suppose it ties in with the RNIB champions as well. You've been chatting with prospective candidates, and that should help get that voice heard within the new parliament, whatever that makeup will be.
Yeah, that's right. We did a lot nationally. The campaign was, a big national thing, but also we've been, as you just referenced, doing a lot locally in local constituencies, regionally, with prospective parliamentary candidates, getting them to sign up to be RNIB champions, taking them on guided walks, getting them to make their content as accessible as possible, and clearly getting them to row in behind accessible voting. So, yeah, it's a bit of a pincer movement here. We're trying to get the national engagement at a government level, and we're trying to get that local engagement through the MPs, whether they're going to be sitting on the front benches or the back benches. We want as many people in Parliament alert to the issues and the opportunities for blind and partially sighted people. On the voting side, on accessible voting, clearly we will do another report after this election, to sort of really keep the pot boiling and go back with the latest view and really keep driving that hard through the appropriate government department. But I think the broader point is post-election, there will be a new administration and we want to be engaging that quickly, building on a success we've had, not only on things like accessible voting, but talking about eye health issues, talking about rehab issues, talking about welfare, access to work, all those critical areas that we've been working with some success over the last year or two. Clearly we need to keep going. And I would hope engage what's going to be a different administration with some enthusiasm. And our efforts don't stop today. And like everyone, we get to 10 o'clock, when the polls shut, then well, great, job done. Today's only really a punctuation mark in that ongoing political engagement. So, we have letters to go. I've just signed one off this afternoon, actually, letters to go to potential new ministers who we want to enthuse and in many cases, carry on with the relationship we've had with them in whatever role they were playing in government or shadow roles before, because we want to keep going. And we know we are on the radar on the issues we've been championing, particularly around the eye health pathway. And we are very, very keen, as a new government takes shape and gets its sort of feet under the table in reality from next week, that we want to be in there at the ground floor informing what they're doing. And we've seen positive statements from a new Labour administration around eye health and around the need to address the waiting lists and get in early with a combination of sort of NHS and opticians and people like ourselves to actually give people support at a very early stage in that eye health journey, all of which we've been advocating. And it's been great to see that play back to us. So, we're expecting and hoping that we can have some influence and traction pushing that message, continuing to push that message in the weeks and months after the election. So we're pleased with what we've managed to do to inform some of these questions that are run into the general election. But Alan, the work only probably gets more real post the election when you're trying to inform the government they've got the power to do something about it now. So we will see how we go, but it'll be a big effort over the summer to make sure our voice is still heard.
We will have a lot to talk about, no doubt, Matt. And at Grimaldi House, where you are at the moment, the London HQ had a very special visitor recently.
That's right. At short notice, we got a note to say, could Andrea Bocelli drop in to our London office? As many will know, I think he's been blind since having a sporting accident, actually, or an accident in his youth. Very well-known Italian tenor, and he's in London for a concert in Hyde Park, along with many others. But he's been someone who the RIB has had contact with over many years. And so it was great that he's back in London and sort of rekindle that contact and wanted to come in and visit us, particularly to come and have some time in our resource centre, looking at a variety of products and gadgets that he was interested in. So we illustrated, I think, all ends of the technical spectrum to him. We illustrated some sort of wearable headsets that provide a little camera that helps provide sort of vision and can read documents and tell you the landscapes. And then the other end of the spectrum, he's clearly been a very strong Braille user. And we got out some of the Braille machines and he was playing with those and looking at some of the modern products that we've got in that part of the range. So we had a really happy hour with him in the office. We showed him around some of the features of the new office, you know, some nice photo opportunities, showed him the Connect Radio studio, Alan, as we were saying earlier. And so it was really, really great to make the reconnection. So I'm hoping that we can have that relationship with Andrea for mutual benefit as we go forward. So not that every day we get someone of such note to drop into our London office, but it's great we've been able to host Andrea Bocelli today.
He may come back and give us a concert. You never know. Just out of time, Matt, if anyone wants to find out more about RNIB and its services, or perhaps you want to feedback your experiences of voting in the general election, was it accessible, was it not accessible, have a look at rnib.org.uk. You can also get in touch with the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call the helpline. Matt, thank you once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.